Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rashee Rice, I think he was holding like a football camp maybe down in Texas. This time of the year, you see a lot of that going on. I think Worthy might have had one recently too. And a local reporter was talking to Rashee Rice, and he was also asked about Travis Kelce coming back and how excited he is that he's back.
25-pound less Travis Kelce.
There you go.
He's dropped 25. He's
good.
Roll.
Good. That should bode well for him in 2025. But Rashee Rice was talking about the wide receiver group. He said, quote, "We're going to be explosive this year. We're just excited to put on a show, to be honest. We know it's going to be a show. Only thing in the way right now is time. We're just waiting patiently." Now, this will not be the first time we've ever heard a Chiefs player in the offseason say we're about to put on a show. Or how about any player in the NFL say we're about to put on a show? However, this team was 15th in points per game a season ago.
Two straight years.
The last couple of seasons. And so we all know, despite winning 15 games, the offense was not at the level that people got accustomed to seeing.
And that's where coaching did matter.
Do you believe this offense is in a position to, quote, put on a show in 2025?
I think they can. I mean, you expect it on paper. Yeah, that's the way you go. Or if you go up to St. Joe, and I've told you, I've called it on the post game for years, the St. Joe Chiefs. That was the Chiefs I like, you know, on social media, seeing the bombs to Worthy or Rice or, you know, Hollywood Brown, seeing all that in training camp. That was great, man. Couldn't get enough of it. These long touches. Oh, man. And the Chiefs even talked about it, airing the football out more. Then, boom, reality hits. And then Hollywood Brown's out, first preseason game. Then the fourth game, Rice gets hurt. And then all of a sudden, you're relying on a rookie who is supposed to just kind of, you know, take the back burner, you know, kind of learn his way behind, you know, Brown and Rice. All of a sudden, he's the guy. So, when healthy, that can be a very explosive group that, you know, certain of these guys need to be worried about their next contract because these are the type of years to put up big numbers. And then you're never going to be in a better situation with a quarterback like Mahomes and a head coach like Andy Reid to put up big numbers that can get you paid going forward. Like Hollywood Brown, he has nothing. I mean, he's getting on the dawn of 30 here in another year. So, I mean, it's put up or shut up time for Hollywood Brown. Like, he needs to do it to go get that contract. So on paper, I like it. I think they're a little more deep than they've been in the past. Not much more deep. You throw Jalen Rawls in there and you hope he can do things. And clearly Juju's going to be here. He's got that experience. But, man, you worry if two guys go down, you know Rice is going to miss some games. So you are going to miss that. So someone else has to step up.
Maybe.
So you need to, well, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, that's the big question.
I hope not. But you never know. If he does, that's when you need someone else to step up and be the guy. I do like the way Worthy progressed, though. Because beginning of the year, you know, time and space, when you're on the sideline, whether to catch it in or out, he struggled with that. But, man, he got really, really dependable from the midpoint of the season through the postseason. He's a leading receiver. I loved what I saw. But, yeah, I would love to see the Chiefs air it out and move the ball downfield more because that's only going to help the running game. Like, there can be a more complete football team if they can start backing up the safeties by the willingness to throw deep. That's going to do nothing but help the running game.
So I feel great about the receiver room. That's not my question with this offense. You know, yes, within that there are questions, meaning.
But I think he's right. I think he's right. They can't put up a show.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about the wide receiver room, which would allow them to do that. Now, yeah, Rice, maybe he's suspended. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's 2 games. Maybe it's 4 games. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But
which we just find out, man.
You know, Worthy. I agree with you. We saw for 2 straight years this regime has been able to develop wide receivers throughout the season. You know, remember Rashee Rice's rookie year? It took a little bit later on, and then he was great. Xavier Worthy took on a much bigger role, had to, due to injury. We've seen that play out a couple times.
And he's looked great. Again, it's preseason videos and everything else, but he proved it last year.
I'll go back to what their original plan was last year, and then it got derailed because, yeah, Hollywood Brown gets hurt in preseason. Rashee Rice gets hurt in that Chargers game. Travis Kelce was then asked to be the guy again. And I think we have to remember that heading into the season, it sure looked like on a lot of the underneath stuff in space, who does a great job in settling in zones. Yeah, Travis Kelce, but Rashee Rice, that he's awesome at finding that space, kind of like Travis. He's learned from Travis, I think, on that. Right? And that's the role that they asked Rashee Rice to have last year prior to the injury. So if he is available right away, let's not forget how dominant he looked. So yeah, I think Rice is the best receiver clearly on this team. We'll talk more about production stuff with him and Worthy.
He was on his way to a huge year last year.
He was going to have 1,400 yards. I really believe that.
I think he
was going to have 1,400 yards. And if he's going to be on that kind of path again, it sounds like he's ahead of schedule on the knee injury that he suffered in that Chargers game. Well, then, yeah, this offense can get back to putting on a show. But the elephant in the room, so to speak, still is for this to happen, it has to mean that the offensive line, you feel good about on that left side. And whether that's Jalen Moore, whether that's Josh Simmons, you know, the guard situation is still in flux.
Kingsley can be the dude.
And I know we're going to talk more about those particular players tomorrow because we're getting about a month away now from the deadline also to get a long-term deal done with Trey Smith. And so that plays a role into this too. But if they're going to be putting on a show, like there's a reason why it's tough to be a top five offensive football. Everything has to come together, and that includes your belief in the offensive line. As much as I might believe in the wide receiver room, I have to see it from the left tackle spot too.
I mean, I do believe in it, and it is better than we've seen in the past. I mean, clearly, but again, like last year, it was good, but then injuries happened. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. Without Rice and without Hollywood Brown, that was not the receiving group that they signed up for. That is not the receiving group that they had in St. Joe with this offense and doing things. They had to readjust. I give Andy Reid full credit for doing that because he essentially was one team in St. Joe, and he was a completely different team week four of the season. That's where I give credit to the coaching staff because they did make the adjustments. I don't even talk to players or coaches. In football, it goes down to a lot of coaching. It just does. You can argue all you want to it, but certain high schools have certain head coaches, and they always win. And the reason is it doesn't matter if the players are coming through, they're just a system and they make adjustments and they win. It's just the way it happens in high school football, but pros too. Like Andy Reid made those adjustments with that team, but on paper, they were looking great. But of course, if you don't have the time to throw the football, which you should, when you look at some of these accolades that these offensive linemen are getting, they should be good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.